Well, the experiment last night looks as though it was a success. It was amazing. I had thousands of emails. Now, I also had many like this, since it was the last night, of course, of the last hour of the program. Shirley wrote, Art, I'm sorry to say I missed last night's show. Please, please, please do the same intent experiment again tonight, maybe in the first hour. I really hope the response is incredible and unmistakable. Looking forward to hearing about it tonight. Okay, Shirley. Here's, I'm going to kind of roll over the way we did it in the last hour or so last night. James Gilliland and many others, including myself, believe that consciousness is a very, very strong power. We believe that intent, and certainly the intent of millions of minds, thinking of the same thing at the same time, has an effect. James thinks they are there. They are but awaiting an invitation. So we are going to provide an invitation. What we're going to do is sort of, during this coming break, it's coming pretty quickly here, we're going to settle our minds. We're going to quiet our minds. Just kind of let your mind go to a nice, quiet place. And in fact, what really works is to find one of the most joyous moments you ever had in your life. It could be the birth of your child. It could be a marriage. It could be, in my case, I actually reached out and considered that brief little out-of-body experience I once had in Paris and the incredible joy that I felt. And while I did not re-experience the joy, I kind of brushed up against it a little bit. And I felt a little bit of that joy. Now, it'll be different for all of you, but the point of the exercise is to quiet your mind and then think of something very joyful so you're in a very good mood. And then what I would like you to do is to either turn down or, better yet, just turn off your radio as the break comes on. And sit there, and as hard as you can manage to do, after you've quieted your mind, found this little joyful place, whatever it is, project intent. And the intent I want you to project is that of whoever they are, hopefully our friends, they will show themselves in our skies. Now, if you wish to go outside and it's not 100 degrees below zero out there, and you've got a nice little porch you can go stand on, or in your yard, stand in your, whatever, just go outside and kind of look at the skies. And it would appear as though millions of us working together are actually able to produce results. So would you be willing to do that for me? For all of us? If we all concentrate together, if we really project the intent for these beings, whoever they are, to show themselves with their craft in our skies, then I would suggest to you it definitely is worth a walk outside and a scan of your skies. There are, well, that's probably been years now since I've done one of these experiments. So it was just irresistible. Intent, millions of you, and I finally broke down. Well, tonight, part two, beginning right now. Turn your radio down or off, and let's go to it right now.